What do a lot of people drink for breakfast?
Coffee.
Do you know how to prepare coffee? How do you do it?
Make sure you get a clean pot first. Well, we don't have a percolator, so we use the old-fashioned can that you put on the stove and fix it that way. You put 1 tablespoon of coffee for every cup of coffee that you want. Then you put 1 cup of water for every tablespoon of coffee, and put it on the stove and let it cook until it starts percolating. Then we cut it down.
If your mother asked you to do this, what would she say to you? She'd say, "Cheryl, will you please
make the coffee?"
And what do people drink when they are thirsty? Clear liquid
water.
Usually you drink this out of a
glass.
If the glass fell off the sink and
broke,
you might say, "I didn't
break it."
But someone has blank that glass.
Broken that glass?
Do you have, a lot of people have all kinds of different shapes of glasses and things. What do you call them? Different shapes? And do you call it other than a glass?
Just a glass.
Do you ever use the word tumbler?
We don't. We hear other people use it, but we don't ever use the word.
We sure do blank a lot of water.
Drink.
And if I ask you how much did you drink, you might say, "I blank a lot of it."
I drink a lot of it.
Then you might ask me, "How much have you
drank?"
When dinner's on the table and the family's standing around waiting to begin, what might you say to them? You know, "Y'all come on and
eat."
If someone comes into the dining room while you're eating, you say, "Won't you blank?"
"I have some."
"And won't you blank?"
"Sit and eat with us."
So then the person
might say, "Yes, I will."
If they, yeah, and they
sit.
Or that, yeah. And began to eat, and no one was standing, so they had all
sat.
If you want someone not to wait until something's passed, like if you have a guest or something, and you don't want them to sit there and wait and be real polite, you say, "Oh, go ahead and
start and eat."
Or, do you ever use "help yourself"? So if you said this to the person, and he did, he went ahead and
helped himself.
And since he had already
helped himself,
I asked him to pass them up to me. If you decide not to eat something, you say, "No, thank you. I don't
care for any."
What do you call food that has been cooked and served a second time?
Leftovers.
You put food in your mouth and then you begin to
chew.
Have you ever had a dish where you take cornmeal and boil it with salt and water and eat it that way?
Cornmeal, salt, and water, then boil it? I don't think so.
What do you call things like carrots, peas, and beets?
The vegetables.
Do you have something in your backyard where you grow vegetables?
Not in our backyard. When I'm in Mississippi. A garden?
Yeah. What is that particularly southern food that is often served with sausage or eggs? It's made out of ground corn and boiled. It's white. Some of it's white, some of it's yellow.
Rice?